This episode of the WDW Review is brought to you by the Theme Park Brothers. Michael, Christina, Jordan, and Cameron Black have some of the nicest quality, genuinely authentic, and completely unscripted Orlando attraction videos on YouTube. Subscribe and check out their latest videos, which are sure to keep you entertained as well as keep you informed of all the latest changes to the Walt Disney World Resort. Hello and welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malk, and I'm joined by my co-host, Peter Ponicorvo. How you doing, Pete?
Good, Chris. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Pete, we are joined by two of our buddies today. So before we even start, let's bring them on in so they can share in some of the madness. Joining us again is Michael Black and Joe Quattrocci. How you guys doing?
Hey, Chris. Doing well.
Joe, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me tonight.
Both of you guys, thank you for joining us. So, Michael, you're speaking from the warm embraces of Florida. Joe, you're speaking from the warm embraces of New Jersey.
71 degrees here in the Garden State right now. So, yes, warm for there's now.
I think there's a movie about that. It usually doesn't end well.
Oh, come on now. So, thanks for joining us, guys. I know you've listened recently, so you guys know I start everyone off with a little bit of trivia. You guys ready for some of my trivia?
Do the best we can.
Michael, you ready to go, Michael?
Yep, I'm here. I'm still awake.
Are you tired, Michael? What are you tired from?
Oh, just a little game that was on last night.
All right. Yeah. So
the Blackhawks didn't play. What's the problem?
All right, full disclosure. Let's give you 20 seconds. Get it out of your system. What were you watching, my friend?
Go ahead and gloat, Michael. That's fine.
Oh, I was just watching Game 7 of the World Series. My Cubs finally did it. So, yeah, it was a little bit crazy. Went a little longer than I expected, but the result was awesome. So,
all right,
a little tired this morning.
When did the game end for you, and when did you have to go to work?
I probably got over everything probably about 1:30 a.m., and I had to be up for work at 5. So,
And thank you for staying awake for us. We appreciate that. We think.
I'm here.
All right. Joe, where do your allegiances lie for baseball? I'm just letting everyone else know.
I am a diehard, I bleed blue and orange. I'm a diehard fan of the New York Metropolitan Baseball Club. So I was in it last year. It was rough watching the Royals put a beating to us. But, I was rooting for the Tribe this year. You know, Resort Loop Bob and Tim and all the Indiana peeps, the Ohio peeps, excuse me. I was rooting for them, for them to have a World Series. I know that the Cubbies, you guys have waited a long time, but it's good for you guys. You know, I don't think anybody should have to go a lifetime without seeing a championship. So if any team was to win, I guess, the Cubs, I guess, deserve it. You know, the Indians, I guess, they have 60 years, or something like that now. So, but yeah, I bleed blue and orange, diehard Met fan. So,
Peter, where do you lie?
Southsider, baby.
White Sox fan.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Since you were a kid?
Since the 82, 83, I was 5 years old.
Okay.
My first game was 82 against the Oakland A's. Ron Kittle and Greg Luzinski both hit home runs.
The Bull. Awesome.
Yep.
I got 30 years of St. Louis Cardinal red. Through me, that's for sure. So since Jack Clark was one of the most feared power hitters in the National League, but I'm not a Cubs hater, Michael. I know we've talked about this. I'm actually glad to see it. I'm glad to have it done. And like Joe said, if anyone deserved to, after 100+ years, they deserved. So
and they weren't an underdog. They weren't an underdog at all. That's a very good baseball team.
Absolutely,
I'll tell you.
It took everything for the Mets to beat them last year with a little bit of luck. And that team was built to win. This was their year to win. And, it's all the hats off to them and the people of Chicago.
Michael, we may see a couple years of this,
Well, you know, I they're both young teams, so it could be the same World Series next year. You never know. But what I think is interesting is this is probably Disney is the only thing that can bring a Sox fan, a Cubs fan, a Cardinals fan, and a Mets fan together on the same conversation.
Yes. Right?
I mean, come on. That's just insane.
That is insane.
The Mets and Cardinals have a little bit of a history going back to the 80s, so it hasn't always been pretty between those two clubs.
But we all are friends, and you are absolutely right, Michael. So, all right, let me throw some trivia at you, okay, guys? The Mosaic in the Contemporary was created in, do you guys know when? What was the year?
71.
71, yep. That a boy. It's got 1,800 one-square-foot tiles. How long did it take to complete this mosaic? Was it 6 months? Was it 12 months? Was it 18 months or 24 months?
6 months.
I'm going with Pete.
I'll go 12 months. I'll do something a little different.
It took 18 months to complete.
Wow.
Think about that. So at 1,800 one-square-foot tiles. That's insanity. But it is always one of the highlights of my trip, you know, finding that five-legged goat. So,
wait a minute. 1,800 tiles, so they only put up, what, 3 tiles a day?
Well, you'd have...
Yeah, basically 100 a month.
Man, talk about slackers.
Yeah. Did you just say that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you just say that?
18 months to put up 1,800 tiles, so 100 tiles a month. 30 days a month, it's like 3 tiles a day.
Well, it's not like the contractor
on,
in the house, Pete, right? They got to put these up correctly.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the next question. What do the musical notes across the registration desk at the Port Orleans French Quarter play out the first verse of? What song?
Oh, man, and I was a cast member at that resort.
I figured it was a softball to you, my friend.
I'm going to go with When the Saints Come Rolling In. Or marching in.
I'm going to say I've never stayed there, so I can say zippity-doo-dah.
Sure. Michael, you got a guess?
I'm going to go with Pete again. That just sounds right.
See, Pete's a stud. Pete's ready for this trivia. He is right. When the Saints Come Marching In, it plays the first verse of that.
And I've never stayed there. I've never even, walked into that resort.
You'd make Trent happy with just the southern connection right there, Pete.
Yeah, he would be thrilled with that one, wouldn't he?
All right.
I'm married to a southern woman. I guess I should know that.
You are married to a southern woman. That's right. You should know that. All right. So here's the last question, okay? So we're going to consider the Wilderness Lodge one of the hotels for argument's sake around the resort loop, okay? So we're going to consider the Contemporary, the Polynesian, the Wilderness Lodge, and the Grand Floridian. By sheer number of hotel rooms... Not necessarily DVC rooms, but hotel rooms. This is per touringplans.com. Which is the largest as far as room capacity?
It's the Grand Floridian. I think the Grand Floridian also has the most room categories, I believe, as well. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going with Joe.
That sounds pretty strong, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I'll go with him, too.
Joe knew it. You're right. 867. The Wilderness Lodge had 727. The Poly... had 847, so really close.
Oh, wow.
The Contemporary is a baby at 655. That's not including Bay Lake Tower, obviously, and it's not including the villas and the bungalows for the Polynesian. So many of those villas, though, were actually created from the studio. So according to touring plans, at one point it looks like the Polynesian might have actually had more if they didn't do the DVC conversion. So anyways, you kind of get the direction I'm sending you guys here. This seems to be like a resort show. You guys get the vibe for that?
A little bit.
All right. So I've got 3 super intelligent Disney people on the phone. I think it's
who
time.
Are they?
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's the next call. Don't worry. Don't worry. I got Laura. I got Amy. Don't worry. We're good in the next show. I think it's time for a 3 words resort battle royal. You in?
I'm in.
You in?
Do it.
Joe, Mike, you in?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you guys know the rules of this show? Want me to introduce it to you? Do you guys familiar with it? I know you're all fairly semi-regular listeners. Come on.
I know what's up. I don't
help
know
me
if
out.
The listeners
help me out.
Need...
All right, here's 3 words. So I'm going to give you a word. It's a word association show. You have to answer me back with 3 words. They could be related. They could be unrelated. It could be three words in a row. So if I were to say the word Mickey Mouse, you might say ears black historical, or you might say really funny character. So the winner is the one who most accurately describes the phrase or word that I give. And it's all, of course, arbitrary, judged by me. So it's not very fair. But Pete's our defending champion two times in a row. Pete, you still wear that belt around?
I've got it on my wrist right now.
That's embarrassing. All right, you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, so this is going to be a resort amenity, or items related to the resort-specific show. Number one, the Coronado Springs and the ambience at the Coronado Springs Resort. Let's go with the honeymooner first. Peter, you are up, my friend.
Well, I was just going to say my honeymoon memories.
Did I just kill you? Did I just blow you out of the water?
Thanks. Appreciate that, buddy.
All right. I'm going to give you a pass for a second. Michael, you're up.
Best lunch ever.
Best lunch ever?
I love the Pepper Market.
That's pretty strong, because I like it too. Joe?
Okay, mine's not even as interesting as that, but I'm going to say I have three completely different things. Relaxing, serene, and spicy.
That's pretty strong too.
Oh, yeah, I had serene too, so you got to give it to Joe, I think.
God, that's pretty strong. Peter?
Yeah.
Sticking with what I started with. My honeymoon memories.
Oh.
That is good.
No, you can't argue with that.
Even if you did like steal a little of my thunder for it, but it's all good.
That is good. And it's only because I love you I could say to you, Joe, you get the point for number one.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You guys are too kind.
I like the serene and spicy combination. That worked well for me. So.
Well, I agree with the Pepper Market. The Pepper Market is very underrated as a food court. So, yeah, we love it.
Agreed. Portions are huge there. Yes. That's what I love.
It is agreed completely.
And everything is made always made fresh there. So you always get really good food at the Pepper Market for a great price.
Hey, Michael, when I come down there in December, maybe that's where we meet up, is the Pepper Market.
Hey, I'm in. I know. That place, love it.
All right, so Joe's up with one right now. Number two, the dining options in general at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Let's start off with Joe.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. I only got one word so far. Crap. I was going to say...
Wow, okay. That's not a very good word for their food.
This is a kid's... This is a family show, Joe.
I got a few words now. Okay, come on. Exotic. Bloated. Okay, because whenever I eat a boma, I'm bloated. All right. And pricey.
Exotic, bloated, and pricey. It's pretty accurate.
I love Boma. I'm a huge Boma fan, so.
Agreed. I'm a big breakfast Boma fan myself. Peter.
Well, Joe took one of my words, but my other two are very different, so I'm going with exotic bread service.
Okay. Michael.
I'll have to explain this. Two of my words go together. Smells delicious, but the other one is soapy.
Soapy?
Soapy. We ate a Boma, and I had a soup, and the soup tasted like I was straight drinking a thing of dish soap.
That's crazy, because believe it or not, Michael, that is my favorite part of Boma, is the soups there.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Everybody was telling me to try the soups, and I tried this one soup, and I don't know if someone was punking me or what, but it really, that's what it tasted like to me. And it may just be a spice I'm not used to. You know how they're so exotic there. Right. It may just be something I'm not used to.
So my next time at Boma now, I'm going to be like, does this taste like dish soap?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, find the dish soap soup.
Can I get the Dawn soup, please? So... Okay, for the backstory, Michael, I'll give you that one.
Oh, so, man.
Just because I like the soapy. All right, so we've got Mike with one, Joe with one, Pete, he's going to get on the board soon, I'm sure. Number three, the walking path that circles the Crescent Lake Resorts. Let's start off with the champ, Pete.
Too stinking long.
Too stinking long. All right. Let's go with you, Michael.
Big time saver.
Oh, that's good. And Joe.
I would say, oh man, there's so many things. I would say very convenient and timing. That's kind of lame, I know, but you could save a lot of time by using the path.
You could. Too stinking long, big time save.
My backup was I don't run, so I don't either way.
All right. I got to be honest, the one that describes it best, I got to go with you, Michael.
Yeah. Well, so, I'll tell you, we just used that path when the family was here last week, and the family took the boat from Hollywood Studios, and me and my son walked, and we had plenty of time to do whatever and chill out while we were waiting for them to get there on the boat. So
that boat is so slow. It's painful.
The video, yes, that will describe my level of Disney depravity. The video of the boat ride to Hollywood Studios through the channel right there, I've watched it. It is an extraordinarily long video, and you think to yourself, why is it taking so long? So, I could relate. So, yeah. All right. Number four. Little bit of value here. Disney's Art of Animation Resort. Nothing specific, just as a general whole resort. The Art of Animation. Let's go with you, Joe.
All right. I'm going to go with lively, bright, and loud.
Michael?
Landscape of flavor.
Peter?
Long lost pop.
Oh.
That's nice. That's
dang,
nice.
Pete.
He just killed it, didn't he?
If you don't give the point for that, I'm hanging up.
I'm going to give you the point for that. Good one, Pete. Have you had any experience, Michael? I know you have. Joe, have you gone to the food court there as well?
I actually have, and one of the things I actually liked was they had a tomato and mozzarella like a sandwich with like arugula and a little bit of balsamic on it. It was very good, and the portions rise. And the best part is too, is if you have Tables in Wonderland, they take Tables in Wonderland there as well, so you save 20% on your food court purchases. So that was a bonus as well.
Peter, what's your experience at the Art of Animation?
None.
Well, Michael,
I've seen it from my room at Pop Century.
Michael is correct, and Joe is correct. The food court, though, specifically, that might be one of the loudest at Disney.
It's loud in there. That food court is loud. It's got a great selection, but it's loud.
It is. There's kids everywhere, and it's as far as food court goes, as far as value food court, it's really good. I mean, it's like, holy cow, why haven't I not dined here before? But it is like you could hardly talk to your neighbor, that's for sure. So, all right, so Michael 2, Joe 1, Pete 1 through number 4. Number 5, the actual boardwalk area from the Boardwalk Resort. Peter, you are up.
I'm going to go East Coast. We'll go. Oh man.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Uh oh. You need a 20-second timeout.
Yeah. Let's take a quick TV timeout and
a quick TV timeout. Back to you, Michael.
All I can think of is not nearly enough.
That's pretty good too. Joe.
I'm going to say, Fun Shore Entertainment, as in the Jersey Shore, because it's based out of Atlantic City. All the buskers on the boardwalk and entertainment, that's what I'm going with. It's always fun out there.
Fun Shore,
Shore Entertainment.
I like it. Pete.
I'm going East Coast Seaside.
East Coast Seaside.
And he's using compound words.
I verified Seaside is one word.
It is true, and he verified it. But I like the shore use, Joe.
Thank you.
It's true. Fun? Sure. I liked it. Joe, you got it.
I hope it's based out of my home state, so I should. Hopefully, I would have gotten that one.
When I added it to the list, I thought, "Oh man, this is Joe's resort." So,
well, and also too is I've stayed there like 3 times already, and we love it. It's such a great resort. And just for the record, I just don't understand how Boardwalk doesn't get the love that Beach Club gets. I mean, Boardwalk is just such an amazing resort. We love it.
I have no desire to stay at Beach Club, but I really want to stay at Boardwalk.
We have stayed at Boardwalk, and it is just a barrel. I mean, it is fun, that's for sure.
And the slide at the pool, by the way, it beats you up. I mean, I'm a slide guy. I love Blizzard Beach. And that slide at the Luna Park pool beats you up, man. It's definitely underrated.
I want to be, like, right above Flying Fish and be able to go down there whenever I want.
Well, Pete, they have a lot of those rooms are available. The only thing I'd say is they are loud at nighttime because that boardwalk doesn't quiet down until midnight or so. So if you are...
I'm a night owl, so it's cool with me.
Cool. Then you'll enjoy it. All right, number 6. Saratoga Springs, now that Disney Springs nears completion. So I'm going to kind of focus you on this. Saratoga Springs, now that the Disney Springs near completion. We will go with you, Michael.
Strategically?
That's a big word.
Yeah, really?
Was that strategery?
Strategically
who's pulling
located.
Out a thesaurus now? Gosh.
Strategically?
Strategically located resort.
Located resort. And Joe, just so you know, I use the word strategery all the time.
That's normal, right?
It is word. All right, you are up, Joe.
All right, I'm going to say no transportation necessary. You just walk.
You know what? That's pretty good, especially because I focused you on that one. Yeah. Peter?
New hot ticket.
Oh, that's tough to beat. Wow.
Does Pete just sit around and think about these? I think he does.
You might.
Have you heard some of my other ones that I didn't win with?
This is true. You had a 20-second timeout not more than 3 minutes ago. So
I'm either a winner or I'm barely in the park.
All right, so. Winner Wicked Chicken Dinner. You got that one, Peter. So it is tied up at 2s, just so you guys know. Number 7, the Sasagula River. Let's go with Joe.
I'm going to go with, it's a man-made marvel.
Oh, it's solid. And that was quick, too.
I surprise myself sometimes.
All right, Pete, you're up.
Relaxing Floatworks namesake.
Wow.
I like it.
And Floatworks is one word.
So I've got namesake. I've got some info on Floatworks, by the way, when we're done with this one.
Uh-oh.
Michael, you're up.
I've got not utilized enough.
All said.
Man, you guys, all three of you guys killed it on that one. You're going to make me a bad guy.
This is like the last week in the NFL. There should be some ties. This might be one of those.
I gotta go with relaxing Floatworks namesake. That's a solid one, Pete. I like that one. But Michael, you got my interest piqued. Hit me with
okay.
It.
So we were eating in what is now the kind of temporary home of the quick service over at French Quarter, which actually used to be a test kitchen over on the side. I guess at one point it was actually a table service dining, but we were in there eating, and I was kind of asking about what the new ambiance would be like at Floatworks when it reopens, because having worked there, I'm interested. I want it to kind of look the same. I want the giant heads. I want the whole thing. Apparently, it's going to be a little more upscale now, a little more classy.
Really?
So I guess that means, I mean, that the giant heads are going away and maybe it won't even be named Floatworks. I don't know. It's kind of sad to me.
Pete, we'll have to pool our money. I don't know. What do you think that costs to get one of those giant heads in 6 months at my house, 6 months at your house?
I don't even know how we'd get it back up here.
Ah, we'll take the van down. We'll get it. It'll be a sight going through Tennessee, right?
Strap it to the roof. Watch everybody on the way back.
And if I'm not mistaken, those heads, I believe, came from New Orleans. Those are actually legitimate props from Mardi Gras. Am I correct on that? Did I read that correctly?
I think I remember hearing that during orientation, to be honest. I think
those
you're
are
right.
Like legitimate, yeah. So that's kind of gave it some authenticity. It's just a shame if those go away. Hopefully they'll find a home for those somewhere.
I was just going to say, that would be a shame, because truthfully, that was so over the top, which is kind of like New Orleans. I look so forward to seeing that, absolutely. So that would
and
be
we'll
a shame.
We'll have to wait and see. I mean, this isn't, you know, set in stone stuff, just hearsay and conjecture.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll keep us posted, won't you?
Absolutely.
So, all right. Number 8. The views from the Contemporary Resort. And let's go with Michael.
Oh, I knew you were going to go to me first.
You got a 20 in your pocket, because Pete used one, so I'll get you one, too, if you need it.
Give me 20. Yeah.
20 seconds. Pete, we'll go to you.
I'm going with Magic Kingdom Memories.
Magic Kingdom Memories. Joe?
I'm going to say it's all-encompassing experience, with the 360 view of everything, the whole world, you could see.
You know, that's really strong. I like that. Because you do. You get to see the Magic Kingdom. You get to see the boat. You get to see both bodies of water. Michael, back to you.
All I can think of is feels like home. Because when we would be on vacation, going out on the balcony of the Contemporary was just something I did each time. And a lot of times I would just go out there by myself. And just, you could hear the train, and you could see the castle, and the monorail would go over you, and it just, I knew I was there. So that was kind of my point. So it felt like home. Never stayed at the Contemporary.
But I am a sucker for a backstory. You tell me a backstory, and it's half the battle. I'll go with you, Michael. Feels like home. Joe, you got to toss a little backstory in, just so you know.
If I lose to that one, it's fine by me. That was a pretty good backstory. So.
All right, so here we go. We're at number 8. I got Michael with 3, Joe with 2, and Peter with 3. Number 9, the lobby at the Wilderness Lodge. We'll go with Joe.
Linking Lodge Heaven.
Oh, is that so strong? Michael?
Do I need a backstory about that too?
No, that's strong.
When I was 6, I had a set of Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. And I tried to buy that darn set on eBay, and every time I look, the price gets higher and higher and higher.
It was a snowy Christmas morning, and I remember sitting by the fire.
Hey, that goes with mine.
Yeah. All right, Michael, you're up.
Mine's Christmas bucket list. And I'm not sure if bucket list is a compound word or not. If it is, then just throw item at the end of it.
Okay. Meaning you're looking to buy that same Lincoln Log set?
Exactly. No, that's where I want to spend Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. You wanted to spend Christmas Eve at the Wilderness Lodge. I remember seeing
it. Yes.
Okay. Peter.
Awe-inspiring beauty.
Yeah.
Pete, that's an awesome one. But you have to know, I've been outbid so many times in the complete Lincoln Log set, it's getting frustrating. So...
Hey, you know, you leave your childhood issues at home, Mr. Judge.
Lincoln Logs Heaven. I got to give it to you.
Okay, can I just throw in a really quick 30-second story? I have to throw this in there.
Yes.
So I'm going to make this really quick. My wife and I, we were eating dinner at Whispering Canyon, and I'm sitting there, and they have the Lincoln Logs there. And there's this one little kid, and he's there building stuff. So I go, of course, I'm a 36-year-old kid. I'm in Disney. And I sit down, and I start building stuff, and I'm starting to build, you know, a little house or whatever out of the Lincoln Logs, and I get to like a certain point and I can't finish like the roof. My wife is hysterical. She's taking pictures of me. She's like, you're like, she goes, oh my god, I can't believe you're doing this. So I go, and the kid goes away, and he looks like he goes to sit with his parents at the table.
You stole his log.
What do I do? I go and I start disassembling his structure to add to mine. Yeah, about 2 minutes later, he comes back and starts crying. He's like, oh, my God, what happened to my house? I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I destroyed the kid's house. He wasn't done yet.
But luckily, I got to go.
Yeah.
Luckily, his table was ready. And, you know, he since left again. But it could have been a very bad situation where a 36-year-old guy took the licking lawns of a 6-year-old.
So now, that's the kid that's going to be looking for that set on eBay later in life.
Right? I got to tell you, Dad, some guy took my set apart. I'm so disappointed.
And I have this story. We were at Whispering Canyon, and some guy kept taking my son's Lincoln Logs apart.
He wasn't wearing glasses, was he?
Poor Cameron was crying all day. Terrible.
Was this in September of 2016?
Oh, goodness.
All right. In case you guys don't know, it's 3-3-3 with one left.
This is like bottom of the 10th last night.
It is. It is. Bring in Montgomery for a save. First career save. All right. Here we go. This is kind of one that could be a unique one here, guys. The Polynesian Resort Shoreline Fencing.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you a second here. And we're going to start off with the champ. Peter?
Disappointing new addition.
Okay. And we'll go with Joe.
Okay, well, he took one of my words, but I was going to say disappointing, tragic situation.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
Wow, I had two and they both go against. I was going to put fits in perfectly.
All right. So looking at these, based upon my feedback alone, I would say I like it. I actually like the way it turned out. So, Michael, I am going to give it to you.
Oh, come
fits
on.
In,
you ever seen a fence around the ocean? That's horrible.
Fits in perfectly.
Come on.
Maybe it's the parent thing, but I also had long overdue. So I
just saw pictures today.
Joe, you and I will go hang out. These guys.
Yeah, they'll pass later.
All right, give me 1 second to explain myself. I was looking at that theme park editions, the Disney app there from the one that Be Our Guest always advertises, and for the life of me, I can't think of what it is right now. But it's really good. It's a compilation of all the news stories, and they had a picture of it out there today.
Oh, theme park Disney edition news.
Yeah. Exactly. Mike promotes it, and it really is a fabulous resource, and it's free. How do you beat it? It's like the best thing ever. They had pictures of it completed around the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian. And you know, when it first started going in, I just saw the rocks, and then I just saw the fence, and I just saw it, and I didn't see the total overall picture. And now that it's completed, I got to be honest, I like it. I think it looks actually really good. And maybe it just comes from the fact that I was sitting on that beach with my kids, so I could completely see that happening. I guess in order to provide security and still make it look natural, this is the best possible scenario. So actually, I'm not too disappointed. I do think it fits in perfectly. I think it's a pretty good option. So
yeah, it's just crazy that I swam in that water as a kid at both the Poly and the Contemporary. When I stayed at the Grand Floridian as a kid, we really never swam in the water then. But as a kid, I got home videos of me in Bay Lake and in Seven Seas Lagoon swimming. It's just crazy how it's like completely changed from like 30 years ago.
Joe, 3 years ago, I was walking in calf deep in the water, even though the sign said don't. I was completely doing it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. So,
Joe, I can blame Chris.
Yes.
Partially. So, all right. So, it appears that we have a new champion.
No, this is a protest right here.
It's
horrible.
It's under scrutiny. Michael, my good friend, we will
thank
you the champion here.
And just like in the 10th inning of the World Series.
How fitting,
Cubs,
huh?
The Cubs fan prevails.
All right. Well, that's enough.
This is your week. We'll give it to you.
Enough of you over there. So let me get your guys' feedback on a couple more things here I wanted to talk about just briefly before we go. What's your thoughts on the rumor about the spectacle of dancing lights potentially moving to the Disney Springs? I hear, you know, Jim Hill had a good piece that the Disney Springs, it hasn't been bringing in the foot traffic they were they expected, and one of the rumors is potentially, you know, resurrect. And I didn't say the Osborne family. I said the spectacle of dancing lights at the Disney Springs. What do you think about that? What's your gut reaction to that? If I said that, Pete, what would you think? What's the first couple things that pop in your head?
Well, first I heard the thing with Jim Hill, mm-hmm. and he had a good point that there, if they do it, they have to go to all those lessees and say, okay, whenever we do the light show, you have to shut off your lit sign that you paid thousands of dollars for on the outside of the building.
Tough, yeah. Very tough.
That's hard to do.
Very tough.
Second, I'm going to go with the same argument I had against putting them there the last time we talked about it, is when they're done at Disney Springs and it's no longer, and they can put it back into a park you have to pay for to get in to see them, how much backlash is there going to be? Well, last time I was here, I got to see these for free. Now I have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think, Joe?
I mean, for me, it's all about how it's going to fit. You know, like, is it really going to fit in the motif, which is down or Disney Springs right now? I mean, Disney Springs is kind of, it's very fancy right now. All the new shops. I mean, are all those lights really going to fit and how it, you know, how it looks? I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's the right fit for what they're going for. However, you know, I do agree with Peter where, like, if you give Disney fans something for free, it's going to be hard to move it back somewhere else. I mean, that's just a disaster waiting to happen. I mean, it's taking this many years to wean people off of free dining, and it's still out there technically.
Mm-hmm.
So, but going back to, like, does it really fit? I don't know if it really fits in with Disney Springs. I mean, I don't know. It just seems very classy, very, like, Southern Florida right now with the nice shops. I just don't know if you just bombard it with all these lights, if it's really going to, you know. Also, too, is I worry about security reasons. Are you going to have an influx of a ton of people down there? Or is it going to really, you know, is Disney going to be able to handle this influx of people just going to see these Christmas lights? You know, when it was in the studios or when Osborne was in the studios, you know, it was controlled by park admission and stuff like that. Now you're putting people down there shopping and having, you know, dinner and drinks along with people just going to see lights. I just don't want it to turn into a giant cluster, you know.
Good point. Michael, what do you think?
From what I've heard, I agree with the direction it seems that they are heading, which is what I've seen in the Disney blog post, which is the trees. They're going to have several different themed trees so that you can walk through and see them and, of course, get pictures and do all that stuff. And they're going to have the fake snow and all that. And that seems to fit more, as Joe was saying, that seems to fit more in with the ambiance of Disney Springs, a more upscale tree gala, so to speak, to where there's different themed decorated trees. And also to Joe's point, that wouldn't be something that probably people would take a trip to see just that, but it would serve the purpose that Disney Springs would look for to be something added to get folks to go down there and grab some drinks or grab dinner or shopping, because it would be something that they could do in addition to those things. I agree with both of them. I don't think that it, I originally thought it would fit well there until I saw Disney Springs completed. Hmm. Now that I see it in its almost complete nature, I don't think it would fit at all. I just don't think it would work.
Okay, so here's my question for you and Joe, because I'm going to consider Joe a local up to just recently. So from now until December 24th, would you guys ever consider going shopping at Disney Springs without any Christmas decorations? Would you just consider going there to spend money and shop at Disney Springs for potential Christmas gifts?
Now, is it? Am I looking for, is it anything, or just are you targeting the non-Disney stores there?
No, I'm targeting a local. I'm targeting a local just for the Disney stores and the non-Disney stores. Would you consider going to Disney Springs at all for Christmas shopping from now until December 24th?
No. And there are a couple reasons. Number one is, you know, for the fans of the show that don't know, my wife and I have a house in Daytona Beach. Number one is they just built a brand new Tanger Outlets right down the street from us in Daytona Beach. Number two is we passed the Orlando Premium Outlets getting to Walt Disney World as well.
Okay.
So the only things that I would really buy if I were to go shop at Disney Springs would be Disney-specific merchandise at World of Disney or any of the specialty stores, which you just said you maybe didn't want to count. Okay. As for the regular stores, I've been to Disney Springs a number of times already. I have zero interest in any of the stores. I really don't. I have no interest in the stores. I will pop into the running store down there to see if they have any kind of Run Disney stuff left over. But to go shopping itself, I really have no interest at all in the stores there. I mean, if I'm down there on vacation or for like the long weekend, I'll pop in. But for a specific trip, unless it's Disney specific related merchandise, no, I would not go to Disney Springs to shop.
Okay, how about you, Michael?
I'd have to agree. I don't think that we go more for the experience of Disney Springs than we do for the actual shopping. I don't think we've ever jumped in the car and thought, let's go pick up a phone. Well, actually we have with a phone case, but it's just rare. Usually it's we have an evening where we'd like to do something Disney. We don't want to go into a park. A resort seems a little light. We want something more going on. We'll head over to Disney Springs. We probably take one to two trips there a month, you know, just to see what's going on and then, you know, walk around, maybe grab something to eat, grab something from Ghirardelli or, you know, walk through the Disney store. But I'm kind of like Joe was saying, all the other stores that are there, they're a little too high end for me and my family at this point. So,
okay. So, yeah. So for both of you, the answer is no. Okay, so let me throw this at you then. Would you consider going there, going Christmas shopping, or even going there with the potential to go Christmas shopping if I could lure you in and gain your foot traffic for either food, beverage, or shopping otherwise if I had to offer you a world-class Christmas show? Would you consider going then, between now and December 24th?
Like a Christmas, like a Rockettes kind of Christmas show?
Like the spectacle of dancing lights. Would that make
something like that?
Would that make you rethink your thought process? Because if the answer is yes, even if you said yeah, we might go for drinks, then we've secured I don't speak for the Disney company by any means, but they've secured you one more time than you would have otherwise gone, and that's the whole idea is the foot traffic. So
I will tell you, I'll say one thing. My wife is, she absolutely loves Christmas. She's a Christmas in July person. There is Christmas trees on QVC in June. She is turning on the TV because she wants to watch it.
Oh, God, love her.
She loves Christmas lights. They put them up like the day after Thanksgiving at her family's house in South Carolina. So if there was something like that, and the only, that would specifically bring us to Disney Springs because she loves Christmas lights that much. We've already been talking about, you know, I'm back and forth now between New Jersey and Florida, going to, you know, just to take a tour of the resorts, wanted to see, you know, the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian and the Christmas tree at Wilderness Lodge. We want to go see the different lobbies. This, with the lights, would bring us, would bring us to Disney Springs. If I did shopping, maybe not. But it would bring us to the property to walk around. Mm. So, yes, that would help.
How about you, Michael? I know you guys like to go, you said, once a month, but would that provide you extra motivation to go to see them during the holidays?
Well, the answer would probably be yes, but I don't know if it would be to Disney's benefit. and I know that sounds weird, but I think about this with the resorts. We also go to the resorts. We try to make it to every single one during the Christmas season and go to look at the, you know, the decorations and everything. And it's basically we are taking up space in a resort that we did not pay to be in. Sometimes I feel bad about that, and sometimes I think, well, maybe Disney would rather us not be in there. So in that regard, I'm not sure if putting the show at Disney Springs to get me or people like me to come there wouldn't just make the experience worse for the people who were going there to spend their money. And in which case may drive some of them away or may not allow them to even park to get in to spend their money because me and people like me are just going to see the lights.
But I wouldn't undersell yourself because you said you might get something at Ghirardelli. You might get something at Starbucks. You might pick up something at, you know what I'm saying? And that ultimately controls that. And don't worry about that. You know, as far as the resort thing, I think that sometimes myself, even though I am on vacation there, you know what? Disney is the master at one thing. We have all drunk the Disney Kool-Aid. We provide the greatest free marketing for a company that they could ever want. And you know what? We love it. It's in ourselves. You know, it's in our soul. We do this just because we want to and we love it. They have no problem with you existing at a place like that and spreading their magic at zero cost to them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. Peter, would the idea of the resort, the spectacle of dancing lights at Disney Springs make you want to go there if they had it? Put yourself in a local shoes. How would that make you feel?
Currently on my trips, I get to Disney Springs at least once a trip. Mm-hmm. I would probably go to see it there and, you know, that's half the battle as far as Disney is concerned, is getting you there.
Yeah, get your foot in the door.
If you're walking past, you know, the old Christmas shop, maybe an ornament you see in the window piques your interest. You end up walking inside. The next thing you know, you're putting 5 ornaments down on the counter. Or, you know, the World of Disney, you're walking by and, you know, your brand, or, you know, Jordan sees a shirt in the window he really likes. So you end up walking in there. Next thing you know, 3 t-shirts later and $65, you're walking back out.
No doubt.
That's all they're really looking to do is with that foot traffic. Yeah. Once they get you there, they know their chance of getting money out of you is much, much higher.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let me kind of segue into the next thing before we go. Give me a yay or nay. The Jingle Cruise overlay for the Jungle Cruise. Michael, yay or nay?
Nay.
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 Joe.
Nay.
Uh-oh. Peter.
I loved it, so I'm going yay.
Yay. Interesting. I've not actually personally been on it. I've watched it on YouTube about 373 times. But, Joe, nay, why?
It's some things... You could have, sometimes you can just have too much Christmas all the time. Like if I want to, when I'm going to the Jungle Cruise, I want to experience the Jungle Cruise. You know, I don't need to be reminded every 30 seconds it's Christmas, you know, and I celebrate Christmas. It's just one of those things where it's just, you know, I don't even like when they did the overlay of Space Mountain in California. Some things are just like left alone. And the Jungle Cruise is one of those things.
Okay. Michael.
My reasoning is, and it's kind of like the reasoning they give for why they do the overlay at Haunted Mansion in Disneyland and they don't at Disney World. And the reason I was always told was that more locals go to Disneyland than people who have saved up and are only traveling maybe once in their lifetime or once every few years. And using that logic, I like the fact that the holiday decorations are there in Magic Kingdom, but that they're pretty much located on Main Street where it makes sense and at the castle area. But when you go into the lands, it would be the same experience that they would have if they went in March or if they went in the summer. Huh. Anytime, so that if this is their first or only trip to Walt Disney World, they're seeing what they thought they were going to see and they're getting the experience that they thought they were going to get. And as a local, I really liked the Jingle Cruise because it was something different for me to experience, but I could go back a month later and do the Jungle Cruise again. Mm. And I try to look at people who can't do that.
Okay. Peter, you gotta tell me the yay, because I've not been on it. Give me yay.
I'm kind of the same reason, but from the other side. I like the fact that it's really the only attraction that does have an overlay at Disney World. And outside of the castle, the immediate castle area and Main Street, there is very little as far as decorating goes for the Christmas holiday season. There's a little bit in Tomorrowland, but, you know, for the most part, you walk into Adventureland or, you know, in Fantasyland, there really isn't a ton of Christmas decoration in those areas. Hmm. Yeah. So for me, being that, you know, I don't get down there all that often, so when I am down there, if it is the holiday season, I want to experience the holidays down there, and that gives me that little bit extra opportunity to do so.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. All right, dudes. I'm going to cut it off here for the evening, but before I do, I wanted to thank you guys for coming on. Joe and Michael, I want to give you guys a dance floor. Let people know how they can contact you. If you want to give everyone a shout-out, please do. So, Joe, by all means.
Sure, I'm on Twitter at Joe Quatt, J-O-E-Q-U-A-T-T, at Instagram and Twitter. And you can also find us over monthly over at the Resort Loop Podcast, the DVC Roundtable. We have a good time over there talking DVC news and all kinds of stuff. And also with the Resort Loop Rocketeers, we're a little running team associated with the Resort Loop, and you could email us there at our running team at resortloop.com or find us on Twitter at RL Rocketeers.
Awesome. Michael?
You can find me on Facebook, Michael Black 2396. Also at Theme Park Brothers and Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. We're also on Facebook. That's pretty much where you can find me, at Theme Park Boys on Twitter.
Cool. Peter, you got anything?
Nothing new.
Who wants to contact? We wanted to contact you. How do they contact you, big guy?
Why? Wow. Who wants to talk to me? Who am I? I'm nobody special.
None of us are, but just say they wanted to go and contest it. How do they contact you, big man?
I'm on Facebook. Just search for my name. If you want to hit me on Twitter, I'm not on very often, but every once in a while I will pick it up and take a quick peek. And on Twitter, I'm at Magic Mouse Medic.
Awesome. Hey, Michael, a little quick shout-out for you. Loved the last video of the boys for the Hollywood and Vine dinner. That was hysterical.
That was a great dinner. Definitely.
That was an awesome video. So if you've not checked out the Theme Park Brothers video on Hollywood and Vine for the family, what an awesome shot. And probably the best camera quality I've seen so far yet. So, anyways, guys, thank you for spending a little time with us. Michael, thank you for staying up for about 40 hours straight to join us today. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, brother. So for the Mets, for the White Sox, for the Cardinals, for the Cubs, we appreciate you listening. And if you have a chance, we'd love for you to give us a rating and review on iTunes. And so for everyone here, have a good evening. Thank you for downloading and listening.
See you, everybody.
Joe, Mike, you got anything?
See ya.
See you later.